Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now this week, I want you to learn from those moments when you're thrown off balance. Now, what kind of a pep talk is that? Way to go, Castain. Nice way to start the week. Give us that visual, if you will. But I have another visual for you. I want you to imagine walking down the street, minding your own business. You lose balance. You begin to fall. What happens? Well, out of reflex, your arms and your hands, you begin to reach for something. Well, the same thing happens in business. Someone throws an objection at you. Guess what? You reach for something. A question is asked. May get you a little bit off guard. You reach for something. A scenario might present itself. Guess what? We reach for something again. In this case, we're reaching for our words. So now, how do you learn from this? Well, the first thing you have to understand is that when we reach for our words, sometimes we're going to have a moment where we're going to be, wow, I said that. That was pretty cool. I got to remember that. Note to self. Other times, we're going to say, ooh, I said that. Not too bueno, right? Note to self. Say this again and get physically removed from the establishment. So there are a few things that I want you to think about. When you're making your outbound calls, tape yourself making the outbound calls. Review the tape, much like the football coach or the sports team coach reviews their tape and looks at the learning opportunities. Also, keep a journal. Capture some of these scenarios. Kind of write them down, jot them down. Write down what was presented to you, how you handled it, so that you can truly own the lesson. I also want you to think in terms of this whole thing in a post-call planning context. After your meetings, whether it be on the phone or face-to-face, take a moment to really review what went well, what didn't go so well. I want you to look at maybe if there was a moment when you were thrown off balance, and if so, how did you handle it? What would you do differently? Also, too, I think sales managers, this could be a great topic for you to talk about in the meetings every week. What threw us off balance this week, team? And kind of go around and share things and just kind of be supportive of each other and not just sit there and go, jackass, like that threw you off guard, right? So, and I know sometimes we do that as salespeople. I'm kind of kidding. But then again, I've been on some sales teams that have been pretty brutal. And the other thing, too, I think is very important that we are willing to make an honest assessment of what happened. So if an objection was thrown at you or a question or a scenario presented itself, do you need to study up on those areas and maybe get a little bit better? But here's the thing, folks. Sometimes in business, things go according to plan. They work out sometimes even better than we plan, but sometimes they don't. But whether they do or whether they don't, the most important takeaway is always the lesson. My name is Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com, and I'm wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them, everyone.